All right, I call the House Labor and Commerce Committee to order at 3:15 p.m. on Wednesday, May 4th, 2022. Excuse me. Members present are Representative Shraggy, McCarty, Nelson, and myself, Chair Sponholz. Let the record reflect we have a quorum to conduct business. Thanks so much to our Secretary Leah Fraser and our LAO moderator, Kelsey Riker, for joining us. Go ahead and make sure that you speak right into your microphone for those that are listening online. If you haven't already, it's a great time to silence your cell phone. We have action on two items today on our agenda. First is public testimony in committee action on House Bill 402, identification of contractor and ads. And then second, a committee action on Senate Bill 185, eliminating the minimum wage exemption. We're going to work on fixing an issue that was identified right after the bill left our committee last meeting. That impacts camps throughout the state of Alaska. So first we're going to start up with HB 402, Identification of Contractor and Ads, sponsored by our member, Representative Shraggy. Welcome, Co-Chair Fields, at 3:16 p.m. We have, in addition to Representative Shraggy on House Bill 402, we have staff Ryan Johnson in the room. I'm going to go ahead and open up public testimony at this point in time. Anybody in the room for public testimony? Nope. Anybody online for public testimony? All right. With that, I'm going to go ahead and close public testimony. I'm going to need my co-chair over here to make a motion pretty quickly if he can finish stirring his coffee. Is there a motion to move House Bill 402? Co-chair Fields.
I move House Bill 402, version 32-LS1641/A from committee with attached fiscal notes.
All right. Is there any objection? Seeing none, House Bill 402 moves from committee without objection. We're going to take a brief at ease. While that committee work is committee paperwork is working its way through, we are going to work to be very efficient today in House Labor and Commerce. We're going to take action on Senate Bill 185. As I discussed, we're going to start by rescinding action on Senate Bill 185, and then we're going to take we're going to adopt a committee substitute, and then we're going to take final action. Is there a motion to rescind action?
I move to rescind the motion to move SB 185 out of committee.
Is there any objection to rescinding action on Senate Bill 185? All right. Seeing none, action on Senate Bill 185 is rescinded. And then is there a motion to bring forward the committee substitute for Senate Bill 185?
I move the committee adopt the CS for SB 185 version N as the working document.
All right. And I will object for the purposes of discussion. And we will have Chelsea Ward-Waller, our committee aide, come and walk us very briefly through the change that was made to Senate Bill 185 to address an issue that was identified by Girl and Boy Scout camps in Alaska right after the bill moved from committee previously. Ms. Ward-Waller.
Good afternoon. For the record, this is Chelsea Ward-Waller, staff to Chair Co-Chair Sponholz. The CS just adds a very tiny exemption for individuals employed by nonprofit organizations for no more than 3 months in a calendar year at a residential summer camp that also receive room and board in addition to their wage, as long as the total value of the room, board, and wage meets or exceeds minimum wage.
All right. And all right, we adopted the CS already at this point in time, right? Are there any questions on the committee substitute? Representative Nelson.
Brief comment. Thank you, Madam Chair. And through the chair, this is something that was an oversight for a couple of years. They got an exemption previously. Through my own previous professional experience with the Scouts, both Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts, and to provide this opportunity for summer camps for young and emerging leaders to grow and tell themselves during summer while they're not at school, this is a great way to make sure that price isn't outrageous for individuals to go to. Thank you.
All right. I agree. And we wanted to make sure that camps throughout the state of Alaska could continue to operate. Nonprofit camps or camps that are operated by nonprofit organizations could continue to operate moving forward and not put them in a, you know, a risky financial position while still ensuring that Alaskans are being paid a, you know, a respectable wage. And so this was sort of the compromise language. All right. I'm sorry, did we have an objection? Or I'm trying to remember procedurally where we were moving so quickly. There was no objection. All right, so now we just need a motion.
Okay. I move the CS for SB 185 version 32-LS-1443/N from committee with attached fiscal notes as amended. Or sorry, it's not amended. I'll just restate that motion. I make a motion to move CS SB 185 version 32-LS-1443/N from committee.
All right. Is there any objection? All right. Seeing none, we're going to take a brief Eddie's. All right, and we're going to go back on the record. We have one more item of business. We are going to take up Senate Bill 190. We left the bill at our last committee. We had just rejected Amendment Number 1 to Senate Bill 190. Representative Fields?
Thanks, Madam Chair. I move to rescind action on Amendment Number 1.
Is there any objection? All right. All right. Would you like to speak to your objection?
No.
Okay. You maintain your objection? All right. Then we will go ahead and vote. Brief Eddies. All right, we are back on the record. Representative Nelson maintains his objection to rescinding action on Amendment Number 1. Can the Secretary call the roll?
Representative McCarty?
Pass.
Representative Shrocky?
Yes.
Representative Nelson?
No.
Representative McCarty?
Youngstein, no.
Yes.
Yes.
3 yeas, 2 nays.
All right. And with that, 3 yeas and 2 nays, we've rescinded action on Amendment Number 1. Representative Fields?
I will move Amendment Number 1.
Is there an objection to adopting Amendment Number 1?
Object.
All right. Would you like to speak to your objection?
No.
All right. Would you like to make a comment, Representative McCarty?
Brief
Eddies.
Okay.
All right, we're going to go back on the record, and at this point in time, we're going to go ahead and set aside Senate Bill 190 for final consideration on Friday morning. That wraps up our committee business this afternoon. I want to welcome Representative Kaufman at 3:26 p.m. You missed all of the action, buddy. We moved really quickly today. Thanks so much for joining us. Our next committee meeting is scheduled for Friday, May 6th at 9 a.m. here in Barnes Room 124. In addition to other items that have already previously been noticed, we hope to adopt a committee substitute for House Bill 408, which is the bill with regard to cryptocurrency that we've been working with the Division of Banking Securities on. And thanks so much again to our Secretary Leah Fraser and our LAO moderator Kelsey Riker. This meeting of the House Labor and Commerce Committee is adjourned at 3:27 p.m.